Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And Kelly saved my life yesterday.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
What?
Well,
did you even know it, Kelly?
No.
Wait,
I'm looking around like, what?
More specifically, her paranoia saved my life. Because
I'm coming over.
I almost got out of a car to yell at a guy in the middle of the road, and I probably would have been shot because he was clearly nuts, and that went through my brain because that's what would go through Kelly's brain if I was telling this story.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed in my car.
Mm. I have little heart, you know, in the cartoons when the heart eyes come out and they're like, goo-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah. You look like I'm just Snapchat filter over there.
I'm falling in love with you right now.
Yeah.
Good.
I was so... This guy, okay,
yes.
So listen, here's what happened.
Is he like riding your butt?
No, it was the opposite, kind of. So listen, you tell me how pissed you would have been, okay?
Pissed.
Let's do this.
So
let's go.
I'm going down, or you tell me if I'm wrong, because maybe I'm wrong.
I'll be honest.
Maybe I was the jerk, you know?
You're probably the jerk. All right, let's go.
Well, let me tell you first.
I disagree.
The worst jury ever.
You're in the honest tree right now. You're with the
Send
two of the
prison.
Most honest people
Pitch
that you could
forks.
Ever meet. Is well, that's
true.
Right. Like,
stake.
We're just going
to
say.
To a fault. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I'm in the Jeep. I'm going down the road. We had worked out. Tim and I drove there separately because he drove right from school and I drove there. So I'm in the car. I'm driving and I'm going down Western Ave and I pass the little Big Apple kind of around the corner from here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the point where there are two lanes, and then I have to get over to the right lane to get on 295 to go home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little ways, and usually I just stay in the right lane, but in this case, I was in the left lane, so I had to get over.
Yep.
So I put my blinker on. I'm always use my blinker. It drives me nuts when people don't use their blinkers.
Correct.
So it's not like I was just trying to whoop, move over.
Right.
Turn my blinker on, let a couple cars go, and then I saw room. This guy was kind of lagging. So I went to, oh, okay, I'll go over. And he, like, sped up so that I couldn't get in.
Oh, I'm already
I'm
mad.
Like,
I'm already mad.
What? Like, it's not like I was cutting him off, you know?
Right. I hate
so
that.
He starts to speed up. So I'm like, what the hell? So then I start to, you know, turn into the lane more to be like, no, I'm coming in.
Yeah, right.
Know?
Here I come.
Okay,
yes,
right.
My dad
so
taught
like,
me that.
No,
you
I'm,
go.
I'm just going.
They'll stop. Yeah.
Because, and then he doesn't. So I was like, okay, fine, go ahead. And I turn back, and he stops.
Oh, Jesus.
This is all in the span of, like, what, 300 yards?
Right. Whatever yards are. How many miles? I don't know what that means.
Well, okay. Like three football fields. That's how I measure road.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So it's sporty of me.
Oh.
So
you're so,
so you slowed down to let
so
him
I
pass
slowed down
so
to
you
let
could
him,
get him behind
To let him go, yeah. And
right,
I'm like, fine, okay,
day.
I get it. You're in a rush. Whatever, go.
Yeah. So, and then he slowed down.
And then he slowed down so that I couldn't. And I'm like,
oh,
well.
Oh, God.
Oh, now we got to
so
fight.
So then I'm like, okay, fine, then I'll go. And
you start taking your earrings off? Because now this is happening.
Yep. So I go to, like, go over ahead of him, and I'm like, okay, fine. And then he speeds up again.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the
okay.
hell?
So Let's
then I'm
go.
Like, okay, fine. And then he stops, and I was like, I'll go behind him. And he stops on Western Ave with rush hour traffic all behind us as I tried to turn in, so I couldn't turn in behind him.
Are you kidding
And I stopped,
me?
And I was like, okay.
Give me his license plate
D-bag
now.
And the white Beamer. Right, with, I assume, a micro
course.
Penis. So
yep.
I'm like...
micro
penis. It's always the white Beamers.
Yes. So I'm like, okay. And I just stop, and I'm like, fine.
Ooh, you stop too. Yes.
No, I just stopped. I couldn't go anywhere.
There's
right,
nowhere to go.
Sure.
I could have turned back into my lane.
Couldn't speed up.
But I needed to get over to go on to 295.
You got time to go to jail. I'll bail you out.
So then I'm like, okay, fine. So we start going, and then he starts going. And then I go to try to turn him behind him, and he stops again, so I can't turn him behind him.
Are you kidding?
And at that point, I stopped. I almost put the car in park, and I was so enraged at this moment. I almost got out of my car, and that's when Kelly's voice came into my little head.
He probably has a gun.
And said, this person is clearly a D-bag.
Yes, he is.
Who probably compensates for his tiny little gherkin.
Oh, it's, I wouldn't, a half a gherkin.
With some sort of... you know, weapon, because he has nothing else to wield in his life.
Half a gherkin with a Greek olive at the end. That's all he's working with.
Right.
That's it.
So,
and only one.
Right.
Greek
that's
olive.
Right.
Right. And the only reason he manscapes is to try to make it look bigger. Desperation.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I am so mad right now.
So eventually I'm like, you know what? Fine. Deep breath.
I'll go
I
around.
Said, you know what? I know how to go around this way.
Yep.
So, and then he goes, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to go in my other lane. And then I go around, and then, you know, he goes straight, and I could pull onto 295 a different
Did
way.
Did you ever see face to face?
He never made eye contact because he's a wimp.
Oh, my God, he's such...
But you did see what he looked like?
Oh, yeah. You know, but I was like, why? You know, what do you...
He was
you
just messing with you. He wanted a reaction. Yeah.
I got to say, you made the right choice.
Well, right, because imagine if I had gotten out of the car.
No.
What would have happened? What was I going to do?
If he's that...
Okay, picture this. Hold on. Pause for a second. Picture me getting out of the car after the gym with my little short shorts and my matching Lulu outfit.
No.
Okay?
Oh, Lulu.
Jesus.
No.
Okay?
No.
There was nothing about me that looked intimidating. Okay?
No. Wow.
But I'm here to tell the story because Kelly's little voice in my head said, Blake, just stay in the car, take a breath.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
If he's crazy enough to do what he did, imagine...
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
What's his license plate?
I thought about it. I was like, you know what? No. I'll tell the story tomorrow on the radio. We'll all agree that he's a D-bag.
White Beamer.
That's how I'll feel better. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Dark hair, big nose, probably bigger than his micropenis. All right.